Film Week coming up in just about 40 minutes here on KPECC, and we have 2 weeks' worth of films to talk about because, of course, last week it was our expanded 90-minute Film Week Academy Awards preview. So we've got last week's big films as well as all the releases this week to talk about. Stay tuned. That's coming up shortly. Well, L.A. City Councilman Jose Huizar has proposed that the city study making Broadway car-free between 1st and 12th Streets in downtown Los Angeles. Broadway, of course, the original entertainment district for downtown Los Angeles, which is now booming in a way it hasn't since those theaters were constructed right around the late 20s through early 1930s. Huizar's Bringing Back Broadway plan has already had a number of pedestrian improvements to Broadway, but this proposal is that cars be banned from the street for those blocks, buses, the ideas, would be able to move more rapidly, and that in addition to pedestrians, bikes would also find a much safer experience. Now, Councilman Huizar was unable to join us to talk about his proposal, but with us to flesh it out is Alyssa Walker, urbanism editor for Curbed. She's based here in Los Angeles and has been writing about car-free zones throughout the region. Alyssa, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So we talked recently on the program about a proposal for Hollywood Boulevard that would narrow it down. I believe it was to one lane for vehicles. This going even further in the proposal to ban cars altogether. What are some of the things that would need to be studied here to determine the feasibility of such a change?
Right. Like you said, in Hollywood, they're kind of taking the first step that Broadway actually took a few years ago. They put Broadway on a road diet in 2014 and already did that narrowing and widening of the sidewalks. So what they would have to just study is where vehicles are using the street now, how many are using the street, and what would happen if they would say that cars had to go around, I think it's between 1st and 12th. So you have a lot of parallel streets where cars could go. So you'd look at, and also the increase in bikes, like how many more people would be using it on bikes, and how many more people would take the bus if they knew the bus was going to go faster.
Of course, the bus would only go faster on that one stretch of Broadway. So the question would be, is that really enough to convince people to take the bus that for those 11 blocks you go faster?
Well, in New York, they did something similar where they closed a part of 14th Street, which is a very major street, to cars. And that is exactly what did happen. It wasn't a very long distance, but what people knew is they could get through a very congested part of the city, and they were choosing the bus, and the ridership increased and bus speeds increased. And now the street is safer and quieter. That's the thing that people comment on the most, like how much quieter it is without those numbers of cars.
Alyssa, is San Francisco's Market Street using a similar plan as to what's proposed for Broadway here?
It's very similar, and theirs is a little bit newer. It only went into effect at the very end of January, but I think they're seeing a lot of the same changes. They've kind of phased in a lot of these changes already. There's some rules around how private cars could have used the street, and you can only drive for like a block or two, and now they're saying they can drive, you know, across it, but they just can't use the actual street itself. One of the biggest things they've seen in Market Street already, there was a huge boost in the number of people riding bikes, which is really exciting.
Just last weekend, I was walking down Broadway after grabbing lunch at Grand Central Market. And, you know, one of the things that's nice is there is so much pedestrian activity. But my sense wasn't that the sidewalks were overrun with people and there wasn't room to walk. So if you were to make this more space for pedestrians, what would be the difference than what you've got currently, since this doesn't seem to be pedestrian saturated?
Well, I think one part of what we use streets for now is mostly for parking and driving, and we could use them for so many other things. So it's not just about being able to move. It's about giving some of these restaurants sidewalk space for dining. It's about letting street vendors possibly use the area. It's making it more of a dynamic setting and in the heart of downtown where we've got we've got some good public spaces, but we really do have so much space still devoted to cars, especially the storage of cars. So I'd love to see more streets that were more like linear parks in downtown, where there could be a playground in the middle of the street. You know, there could be so many more things that we could do there if we weren't just worrying about cars.
We're talking with the urbanism editor of Curbed, Alyssa Walker, joining us to talk not just about Los Angeles and proposed streets for making them either car limited or car free, but how this has been tried in other cities like New York and San Francisco. I'd like to hear from you. If you're someone who is a frequent visitor to Broadway, if you live near the Broadway corridor, what do you think of this proposal to ban cars, still allow buses with the idea they'd move more quickly, bikes would have access to it, and it would be a more pedestrian-friendly street? 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Also with me, the executive director of the South Park Business Improvement District, Ellen Riotto. Ellen, thank you very much for being with us. What are your businesses looking at? What sort of information do they want from a study of this?
Sure. Thanks so much for having me. For the most part, you know, the downtown community as a whole has been quite accepting or at least open to the idea of trying new mobility plans for downtown. You know, of course, there are concerns. Some businesses have been used to a customer base that, you know, parks on site. They park right in front of their business, do their business, and then get back in their car. I think the way that downtown is growing and has been growing over the last 10 years or so, you know, in South Park, I'll just give an example. In our district, the residential population is expected to triple in the next 2 years. And so with that amount of growth, I think it's very wise that the city council is exploring ways to make mobility around downtown, not just to downtown, but around downtown, more accessible to more modes.
Are there certain businesses that would particularly benefit from having a car-free heightened pedestrian experience, but others that might suffer?
I think that food and beverage and retail will certainly benefit having more pedestrians on the street. I would not go so far as to say that certain businesses will suffer. I would say that it makes it such that they might have to get more creative with how they're marketing. But again, with the growth that downtown is experiencing, the customer base is obviously growing as well. So for businesses, like I said, who are used to a customer base that parks on site, they might have to get more creative with their marketing. I will say that I've heard sort of anecdotally from businesses in our district with the launch of the scooters last year, they've actually seen an uptick in their patronage and a diversification of patrons. A dry cleaner in the district, for instance, was saying they were excited to see a scooter parking hub outside of their business. It makes it much easier for their customers to run in, drop something off, pick something up, and get on their way. So that kind of turnover is really exciting.
All right. Our phone lines are open for you to weigh in on whether Broadway should be car-free. Los Angeles City Councilman Jose Huizar proposing that the city study the feasibility of doing that so that Broadway would be very pedestrian, bike, and bus-friendly, but no vehicles would be allowed to drive down it between 1st and 12th Streets downtown. We're talking with Ellen Riotto, Executive Director of the South Park Business Improvement District, and Alyssa Walker, Urbanism Editor for Curbed. Jaime writes on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org, absolutely not. I work in South Park and live in Atwater Village, and sometimes I have to drive on Broadway because Figueroa, Hill, Olive, and Grand are super congested. Broadway sidewalks are not full of people. And we also have Jay in downtown Los Angeles, who says, I've been working downtown since 1984. I live near LAX. I was on Broadway this morning, and this proposal should take into account that in the morning, Broadway is a vital a traffic arterial. Why not stagger this? Close it during the day, but not during the morning commute. 866-893-KPECC. Let's talk with Scott in downtown Los Angeles. I understand you're on the board of the LA Historic Theater Foundation, which all those wonderful movie palaces are concerns of the foundation. What do you think of this?
That's right. I'm also a downtown resident, work and live downtown. And don't own a car and use public transportation and ride my bike. So I'm really seeing both sides of this. What we have with the Broadway and Third Theater District is the largest concentration of movie palaces in the world. And for them to for their future to be bright, for them to be activated, there needs to be a special consideration for them. It's the only kind of business I know of that has to regularly have 2,000 or more patrons coming in and out within a very short span of time, multiple times a night. So if you have all of these, just picture all of these theaters activated, you may have 10,000 to 15,000 people moving within an hour to get in and out of these theaters.
Yeah, Scott, I'm gonna come in there because your connection is so bad with us. And just to restate, in case folks are driving and couldn't understand what you said, his concern is if all these theaters are on a given night bringing in to their capacity people for the various shows, these are such large movie palaces, you've got thousands of people that would be coming in without direct access off of Broadway, and they're going to be driving there. By and large, meaning this is going to be a huge ingress and egress challenge for those theaters. Ellen Riotto of the South Park Business Improvement District, do you have any concerns about that?
I think it's a valid concern, but I also think that, you know, these kinds of mobility projects and pilots don't exist in a vacuum. I think, you know, as we become more cognizant of restricting or limiting access with one mode, we ought to be equally as conscious about how we are adding mobility options. So, you know, one of the mobility options that is being explored is the LA streetcar, which, you know, if breaks ground, which it's likely to do so, will go along Broadway. So in addition to pedestrianizing those sidewalks, you're going to have other mobility options. We can't just remove mobility options or limit or restrict. We also have to be adding mobility options, making it easier and more accessible for more folks to get around.
Let's talk with John Luke in the Mid-Wiltshire District. What do you think of this proposal to make Broadway car-free?
Hello, I think it's a really fantastic idea. I think there's so much history downtown that's relatively ignored at this point. And I do like the concept that these theaters were so popular in the 20s and were re-entering the 20s in a way in the 2020s. And I think it would be really just a great way to get people down there and interested in the history of L.A. that exists and is so rich downtown. And I think it could bring more attention to the Conservancy tours as well, which I have gone on and think are really wonderful.
They are. I'm so glad you mentioned them, because the LA Conservancy walking tours, and they do many of them, not just the historic theater district on Broadway, but that is a great tour. And you really stop and look at the detail of the phenomenal architecture on these movie palaces and the office buildings that surround them, some of, you know, which have not been restored, but you just see the bones and you see the architectural details, stunning on those buildings. As Scott, our earlier caller, said, it's the biggest concentration of historic movie palaces anywhere in the United States. John Luke, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let's talk with Dan in Hollywood. Dan, what's your opinion of making Broadway downtown car-free?
Larry, I'm concerned about it from the standpoint of the experience of Burbank 40 years ago when they closed the San Fernando Road for two or three blocks north from Olive. When I moved to town 38 years ago, it was closed. The businesses were dying. For the next 15 years, they continued to die and got worse and worse. And finally, Burbank ripped out the pedestrian-only thing and put cars back on the street. And the area now is blossoming. Businesses are moved back in, and it's booming. So
yeah,
kind of one of those things, be careful what you wish for.
All right, Dan, I appreciate it very much. And I recall just the changes in Burbank that you're talking about. And I think you did a good job of summing up what the effect were. And of course, you know, Broadway downtown is different because you've already got the draw of the entertainment venues, the restaurants that are emerging there, and the history and the architecture. So that does make it a little different, but your point's certainly taken. TJ, in the Arts District downtown, what do you think?
Hi, yes. I commute into downtown area. It's about 2 or 3 miles each day, about 5 days a week, and sometimes I don't want to do the commute on my bicycle because there's so much congestion and cars don't really respect bicyclists. So I would love to see the downtown, as much of it as possible, pedestrian only with no cars. And also I'd like to see more bike lanes because there aren't that many and it can be quite dangerous at times.
Yeah, so true. TJ, I appreciate it very much. Ariel writes on the AirTalk Facebook page, this would cause traffic gridlock because you won't be able to cut through Broadway heading westbound from Alameda. You can share your comments about this proposal, and it's a proposal to study making Broadway downtown a car-free street that would still have buses, would still have bicycles, but would really emphasize the pedestrian experience on Broadway from 1st through 12th. Share your comments on the AirTalk page at kpecc.org and let us know what you think about. Jeffrey writes on the page, while I strongly support the pedestrian-oriented boulevards, I don't trust that our current city leadership will execute the concept thoughtfully. The current expo line's an illustration of bad implementation. The rail service itself is relatively slow. The bike path is a joke. It stops and starts. The Broadway plan would need to recognize that we are still car dependent for the vast majority of LA residents. Carving out a retail zone that primarily benefits upscale businesses such as high-end restaurants and retail should not be our primary focus. Let me go back to you, Alyssa Walker of Curbed. Quick final comment. Does it seem likely from your reporting that this is going to get the go-ahead to study?
Well, I think that last comment was really good. This is what we should be thinking about on a lot of major streets in the city. We have climate goals we're trying to achieve. We need to reduce emissions. We need to have healthier, safer ways for people to get around the city. So we should not only be considering this here, it's a great first start, but we need to be looking at it in every council district right now.
All right. Thank you so much. Our thanks to Alyssa Walker of Curbed, where she's urbanism editor, and Ellen Riotto, executive director of the South Park Business Improvement District. And wonderful calls. Great to hear the diversity of opinion about making Broadway a car-free street. Again, you can keep the conversation about this going on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You can also tweet your thoughts at AirTalk or post on our AirTalk Facebook page. Coming up, we have a legislative proposal to make multi-time porch pirates pay a criminal penalty for their acts. Currently, under the Proposition 47 changes to the law, porch piracy is a misdemeanor. And so a person isn't going to serve time for taking someone's packages. We'll talk about whether the law should change in 90 seconds on AirTalk.